Voici la tête de...
Anne Conville, and I have been gardening now since about 85, which is when my three children had grown up and fled the nest pretty well. I'd had horses, it was too much for me, so I got rid of them, and started by planting roses. A friend of mine who's French, she was a passionate gardener but never raised a finger, gave me a lovely book on, I can't remember the name of it, on old roses and old ramblers.
It's got two big walls, but she made it less
rectangular. Well, you have a family,
rectangular.
A big sort of tomb for the family. That's called what's it when you have a burial?
Yes.
Une bouche.
I'll show you that later.
She loves these things.
When you bury somebody,
what are they called? I'll get the names.
I'll show you when we get back.
I'm awfully bad at the names. She knows them.
I just love it. I really love it. And once I start, I can't stop.
So the grandfather left them, strangely. When you bury somebody,
£3,000,
and with this £3,000, she developed this garden and this border, and she dug it herself. It's brilliant, and it's got two big walls.
But when I do go out there and have a quick chop, or you know, whatever, I just love it. I really love it, and once I start, I can't stop.
And we've been in this house for 46 years.
I planted 60 roses, painstakingly digging holes, making drainage, I thought it was. But I'm thrilled when plants sort of grow and tumble into each other. It doesn't bother me.
There's a little robin.
We're great friends with Charlie. We have long talks. He comes right up to me and says, "Good morning." "Hello, Charlie."
Yes, but I mean different colors, you see.